Hello.
Hello, my name is Latoya, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hey, Latoya. My name's Robert Carlson, and I'm trying to figure out, I have two charges on my credit card for you or from you, and I just have no idea what they are. One is $67.32, and the other one is $7.95, and they're about 3 days apart earlier this month. Can you look those up?
Yes, sir. If you provide me with your zip code, I'll see. Can I generate that account? See what's going on.
Great. 3-4-6-9-8.
All right. Thank you so much for that information.
Mm-hmm.
And that first and last name was Robert Carson, correct?
Carlson with an L, Carlson.
Okay. See. Okay, it's not pulling with that. Let's see. I'm just trying to locate the account, see if we have it.
Okay.
Okay, and for security purposes, verify that address.
1260 Palm Boulevard, Dunedin, Florida, 34698.
Okay, that one's not you. Yeah, we got a few spelt the same way, but that's not you. I see a
Well, I
spelling.
guess Bob Carlson could be pretty easy.
Yeah.
They could be everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. And that looks like what we've gotten. I'm gonna go back through again. I'm still trying to locate it. I mean, we may still have that account. I'm just
Gotcha.
trying to
Well,
check your phone number.
if you don't, well, I can give you a couple different phone numbers to check because we've had some phone number change issues. But anyway, if you don't have the account, then you don't have a reason to have charged me $75 in the last week. So that's my concern. Is
Yes.
that you hit me once for $7.95, you hit me again for $67, and I haven't received anything in the mail from anybody. I don't have any reason to have $75 worth of charges over a 3 day period to a company I've never heard of.
Yes, sir.
So
Well, actually,
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
yeah, we're a third-party call center, so we just answer their calls from the different companies. So that's why
Okay.
we ask for that zip code and all to see if we have an account for you. Can you provide me with another phone number? Because you say you got some different phone numbers, and maybe I can pull it
Yeah,
from that.
try 727. I'm trying to think what the old one was. 727-515-2681.
Okay, that's 727-515-2681.
Yeah, I got one more.
Nope. Let's try another one.
All right, give me one second. I gotta look. Now that phones save numbers for you, nobody knows their phone number. Let me get it. Okay, how about 727-738-8837.
So that's 727-738-8837.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if that shows. Let's try that number. Because you got a number that populated, but it's not pulling anything either. And it just could be that we don't have the account. Doesn't mean that you don't have an account. It's just that we're not showing one.
Gotcha. I got
Okay, wait a minute. I
one
think
more
I
phone
got
number.
you. I
Okay.
think I got you. And that address one more time for security purposes.
1260 Palm Boulevard, Dunedin, Florida, 34698.
Okay, that's you. So the number that you
Very good.
gave me, yeah, that number that you just gave me is the number that hadn't populated, but now I think it's in the system because I see it on your account. Give me just a minute for my system to open up because it's circling. I think it knows it's Turkey Day, so it's taking its own sweet time.
All right.
Not generating. All right. Sometime today before the day ends.
No worries.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Carson. So it looks like that you maybe signed up for to win a tablet. Looks like it says a tablet. Maybe a sweepstakes drawing to win a tablet.
A sweepstakes drawing to win a tablet.
Did you pay $7.95 for shipping, for a free gift, or did you do a survey, or trying to think?
I don't remember any of that, but I see that there is $7.95 charged, and then 3 days later, $67.52 or something like that.
Yeah, $67.32. So that's a drawing. Are you saying that these are not your charges? You did not do this, so this would definitely be fraud.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is we definitely take fraud very seriously, and I'm so sorry that you had to experience these charges. What I need to do is input your information in so that I can send you over to our fraud department. I'm going to get all of your information and put it in so you don't have to repeat all of this, and I'll get you over there so they can take care of this, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Give me just a few minutes. Also, Mr. Carson, would you like for me to go ahead and cancel this? Because if this is still active, you will receive another charge. So I can go ahead and cancel this.
Oh, yeah, please. Yes.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and cancel this in the process of me getting all your information over to fraud, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And then I'll give you a confirmation that it has been canceled, and then I'll get you over to fraud.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hang tight. I'm almost done, Mr. Carson, and then I'm going to provide you with that confirmation of counsel, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your patience.
No problem.
All right, Mr. Carson, so I've got that canceled out. I've got that cancellation number for you.
Okay.
It's going to be...
And what is that... What
I'm
is
sorry.
When you're canceling, what does that do for me?
That keeps
that
you
just
from
stops the next charge.
Yeah, that keeps you from getting future charges. And when you get over to fraud, fraud will actually do an investigation and make sure that these charges were not done by you. And if they are not valid charges by you, they will be fully refunded.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
So can you tell me what the next charge was gonna be?
It would have been another. That's a membership charge, so it would have been another $67.32 next month, around the same time.
So it was going to be $67 a month.
Yeah, that's a membership charge, and you actually get a $100 gift card voucher to our Factory Direct Savings Club where you can shop for discounted gadgets.
Okay.
All right, so that C is in Charlie, 262-609-897. And again, that C is in Charlie, 262-609-897.
Okay.
All right, and I'm about to get you. I got you going over to our fraud department. Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.